The scripture reading today is from the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verses 1 through 14. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word was with God in the beginning, and everything came into being through the Word. And without the Word, nothing came into being. What came into being through the Word was life, and the life was the light for all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness doesn't extinguish the light. A man named John was sent from God. He came as a witness to testify concerning the light, so that through him everyone would believe in the light. He himself wasn't the light, but his mission was to testify concerning the light. The true light that shines on all people was coming into the world. The light was in the world, and the world came into being through the light, but the world didn't recognize it. The light came to his own people, and his own people didn't welcome him. But those who did welcome him, those who believed in his name, he authorized to become God's children, born not from blood nor from human desire or passion, but born from God. The Word became flesh and made his home among us. We have seen his glory, glory like that of a father's only son, full of grace and truth. The word of the Lord. Take a moment now for silent reflection.
Good evening, friends. My name is Emily McKinley. I have the great joy of serving as your senior pastor here at City Church San Francisco. If you talk about me, you can use the pronouns she, her, and hers, and I'm so glad that you're here with us to worship this evening. Let's begin with a word of prayer. God, we thank you that from nothing you created everything, and out of that everything you created something like us. We thank you that you are with us today, this evening, and all the days to come, just as you were with us so long ago. And so I ask that no matter what we might be bringing into this space, whether it is plans for after the service or maybe a nice lazy day or something else altogether, I ask that you would create a little bit of space in our hearts and our minds to encounter you in a new way. Speak through me because of me and maybe also in spite of me, that we might leave this space encouraged, challenged, invited, and transformed for your purposes. We pray this in the name of your Son, Jesus. Amen. Several years ago, a colleague of mine shared a story about an encounter she had in a grocery store. She was standing in line, waiting to check out, when the person in front of her asked the cashier if they had any Christmas postage stamps. No, the person said, all we have is a little Liberty Bell and some lady holding a baby. Can I see that? The customer asked. Oh, that's Mary holding Jesus. How did they get a picture of them? The cashier asked. At this point, the customer is trying to hide a laugh, and my colleague decides to chime in. Well, you know, I'm pretty sure that's an artist's idea of what they looked like. Maybe, the cashier said, but because I'm pretty sure they didn't really have cameras back then. Yeah, I'm pretty sure too. I can't help but imagine that about 2,000 years ago, there might have been a marketplace vendor who looked up from their transactions just in time to see a young girl holding her newborn as she waited to pay for her produce and thought, some lady holding a baby. After all, in so many ways, that's who this lady and that baby would have been to any person passing by. Some lady, some baby. Entirely ordinary and a complete miracle. That the spark of life and creation, which is the mystery of Christ and love in you and me, might somehow squeeze itself into a human body, newborn-sized at that, truly is a miracle. Not so much because of the mechanics and logistics, although those are very impressive, as much as for the humility and discomfort. Who would ever choose to subject themselves to this kind of demotion in the hierarchy of life? Imagine being the very word from which all of life emerges, and suddenly you can't even control your own bladder. Having once been the source of all things, and now just being a baby in the arms of some lady. None of it makes sense. But this was never really about sense in the first place. It was about love and a light that could not be extinguished, no matter how fragile it had grown in its flickering. It was about an ordinary and a complete miracle there on that strange and oh-so-holy night when came not just a light and a love, but a mirror which reflected back and amplified the love and light that had been planted within, within us from the beginning, calling us back to ourselves, to God, to one another, to become miracles made flesh. Did you know that we are miracles? Earlier this week, I was checking in with our pastoral resident, Jesse Hamm, about how things have been going in our monthly volunteer commitment with our partners at City Hope, an organization dedicated to being a gathering space for our unhoused neighbors in the Tenderloin. I asked him, where's one place that you have seen God show up? After reflecting for a few minutes, he described how this past Monday he made a mistake in the karaoke lineup, and as two singers who both thought it was their turn started to argue, things began to heat up. Another volunteer came alongside to help, and as they sorted things out, the tension dissolved into laughter. He said, all at once, everyone recognized each other's humanity. It's a silly thing, a small thing, but it's also a miraculous thing. A familiar pattern of spiraling into violence was somehow disrupted and transformed into a moment of connection because each person decided to embody themselves in a different way. Small miracles made flesh. 2,000 years ago, the light from which all things come emerged from sacred darkness into a world where its creation was suffering badly, collapsing into itself with despair, a world not unlike ours today. As we've journeyed over the Advent weeks watching one candle spread to five, let us also consider what it means to spread light in a time when it feels like so much threatens the edges of our luminosity. Here we are. With fresh outbreaks of war, climate change, and government instabilities, I wouldn't blame you if you were starting to lose your sense that maybe we're too far gone to go back to wherever it was we started. How does light multiply under such immense and endless darkness? Well, we gather together tonight to consider that question again. What this calls for is a miracle, and is it a miracle that we've been given? God joins us in the flesh, and in that joining, we find God's love mirrored back to us. We are surrounded by darkness, but there are two gifts which darkness offers. First, it is in darkness where the sacred work of germination happens. Seeds crack open, bodies are knitted together, and dreams find their first expression. Secondly, it is by darkness that we are better able to perceive the light. The nights remain long, but the days are blessedly beginning to stretch back out. And so maybe this is the moment when we return to ourselves, to one another, to God, the God from whom everything emerges. Discovering how this God is a mirror, reflecting and magnifying each other's light back and forth and back ad infinitum until there is no beginning and no end. We hear the story of women in labor and shepherds in fields, songs of the faithful and the oppressed mingling with angelic choirs, heaven and earth and all the things in between crashing together like they forgot to respect the boundaries of their cosmic order. Gravity pulled inside out so that the things that are down now come up and the things that are up now come down. And somehow in the darkest part of the night, both metaphorically and literally, that moment when absolute darkness surrounds, something emerges. A light, barely perceptible, but growing steadily, insistently. It starts to do that thing where when you look away, you see the shadow of it burning in the back of your eyelids, growing so bright that you have to shield your eyes until it's the only thing that surrounds you. You can no longer distinguish it, the edges of you and the beginnings of it, and discover that we are surrounded by light, and we are also wrapped in love. This is the moment. Shepherds meet angels, Christ becomes human, and some lady with a baby becomes an image of God's love made real. Miracles upon miracles. God is with us. That's why we say Emmanuel. God is with us in the big, infinite, unending light, which wraps us in a big, infinite, and unending love. God is with us in this very abstract reality. But now God is also in us. In us, coming down from the big things, everything's, everywhere, and all at once, into the one thing, one place, at one time. Small, finite, fragile, so fragile, flesh. In such packages, miracles dwell. And so that means you too are a miracle, if you're willing to be. The Paschal mystery is that somehow God became humans so that humans can then become Christ's body, God's body, in the world. Isn't that strange? Kind of symmetry to it. So my question to you is, will you be a miracle? Will you be a reflection of God's love made real? Yes, even in your fragile flesh, God thought it was good enough. Will you be the miracle which mirrors back to the world God's Advent gifts, speaking hope in a world filled with despair, pursuing peace in times of discord, claiming joy in those places where others only see sorrow, and choosing love when it would be far easier to disconnect and distance ourselves from one another? This is what it means for God to be Word made light, made love, made flesh today, tomorrow, and in the days to come. It is precisely that miraculous and exactly that ordinary. Like a postage stamp bearing the image of some lady holding some baby. Let's pray. God, we thank you for the things that we cannot understand, but that we do not need to understand. And we thank you for the things that we can understand and do. That you love us, that you come to be with us, that we should not be ashamed of who we are because you are in us. And so help us to bear that light, that image, that love to those around us in whatever ways you call us, with gratitude, with a prophetic joy, and with a profound hope that you are not yet done with us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.